About 40 children born in the Czech Republic have been adopted into families beyond this country's borders each year since 2000. But now, after the death of a Czech-born child entrusted to the care of family in Sweden, international adoptions have been temporarily halted until the procedures undergo a review. Linda Mastelich spoke to Petr Sedlák from the Brno-based Office for the International Legal Protection of Children. Mr. Sedlák began by explaining the history of international adoptions of Czech children.
The Czech Republic is member state of Hague Convention about adoption since 2000, and so there was a six-year period long in which we mediated intercountry adoptions, and in this time arises the case of Czech child in Sweden, which died in pre-adoption care of prospective adoptive parents, and this situation inspired us to ask if everything in mediation of intercountry adoption in Czech Republic is okay, or if we need some new legislation, some new rules for the prospective adoptive parents and so on.
Now, international adoptions, at least in Western countries, tend to be rather complicated. Could you explain to me what the process was for parents living abroad, that is, outside the Czech Republic, who wanted to adopt a baby or a child from the Czech Republic?
This process is set by Hague Convention about adoption from the year 1993, and we have a very small room to change the system. The applicants have to send us through their central authority or accredited body an application which contains a set of documents, and we decide about this application, if we accept or didn't accept this application, and then we start to mediate the adoption for the prospective adoptive parents. And I think this system is same in all almost all the countries of origin all around the world.
Now, what about a potential probationary period? Did that exist under the old Czech regulations?
The probationary period exists in all Czech adoptions, intercountry and national adoptions too. The probationary period is set by a family court of Czech Republic and is a minimum 3 months long.
And the proposed changes that are to come about? For now, the Czech Republic has halted or stopped international adoptions. How do you propose to change the procedures?
First of all, we cannot change the procedure in a wide way because we are limited by provisions of Hague Convention. But we want to unify the praxis of the receiving states, and we want to receive the applications which are comparable to each other.
All right. And in terms of our international audience, they may be interested to know the rate of Roma Czech children adopted abroad. How high is that percentage?
It's quite difficult to answer this question because we don't know in most of cases both of the parents of the child. So it is not possible to say all the children are Roma or 20% of children are Roma children. But we can say that most of these children have some Roma origins.
And Linda Mastelich was speaking there to Petr Sedlák from the Office for the International Legal Protection of Children.